17-3 on a moist old day in Melbourne Town. Hope you're enjoying the afternoon, though. Stick around, plenty more coming your way, including the coach of the mighty Melbourne Rebels, Tony McGann, who's back from South Africa to join us. Hello, coach.
Hey, how are you? Well,
very well, mate. So how was South Africa? Apart from the performances on field, how'd you go?
Oh yeah, look, we you know, great place to visit, great place to travel, fantastic, you know, rugby history, you know, fanatical crowds, really knowledgeable. So, you know, a great experience for a lot of our young guys to go over there for the first time and experience, you know, rugby, which is pretty much dominates the country with regard to their sport. So it was fantastic from that perspective, and you know, we left ourselves a little bit short.
Was it an opportunity missed? Has that been the theme since you got back?
Well, it is, you know, especially, you know, the first games, Stormers, I think we gave up, you know, 31 points pretty much, and we had the ball in our own hand and under our control. And, you know, again, on against the Sharks, they're, you know, down 25-21, and again, you know, an intercept on our try, you know, well, not far from scoring on the attack. So, you know, a lot for us to learn about composure and game management, and, you know, we paid a hefty price.
He did pay a hefty price with Laurie Weeks being sent off early in the game, suspended for the rest of the year. I mean, how difficult is that when you are a man down for most of the encounter?
Well, it is, especially when you're, you know, it's probably difficult to pick up watching on TV, but, you know, the South Africans, it's a really, you know, hostile, difficult environment. You enjoy going there. But to play, you know, South African side on their own home turf, down a forward, which is a lot of their games, all their games are dominated by the forwards. It was difficult, but I thought, you know, we showed tremendous spirit to get back to getting it close and having a opportunity to get a result. But, you know, it was a bit too far for us in the end.
And the injury to Sefa Novalu, was it a broken leg?
Yeah, it was. He actually got spun around there, and his leg come off the shin bone of another player's opposition's leg. So yeah, he's got a crack down on the tibia there. So he's out for, you know, a significant amount of time, and unable to fly back with us and had the operation there on the Saturday morning, and we expect him back, he's back here on Saturday night. So, you know, not a great situation to be in.
And you can't make the finals now, Tony. You've got a couple of weeks to go in the Super Rugby season. You're back home this weekend against, who we got this weekend? We've got the Bulls. Got the Bulls at Amy Park this Saturday. You're back home with no finals aspirations. How do you attack this mentally with the boys?
Well, I think the thing that we've talked about, you know, we've made some, you know, some really positive, you know, go forward, you know, right around the whole club, you know, and on the field. And, you know, we certainly, you know, it leaves a bit of a sour taste in our mouth the last few weeks and how we've been in control. But, you know, we really want to make sure we consolidate that positivity and consolidate, you know, for ourselves internally of the progress made. And we want to make sure that we finish well. You know, playing at home is fantastic. Bulls have got a sniff for finals. But really important that we really consolidate the good work we've done and leave us something really on a positive going into the next pre-season.
It's been the most successful season the club's ever had. We've spoken about that a bit through the year, and it's a nice positive step. To win the last couple of games, is that the sort of the objective you've got for these guys? Is it about now not teetering on being, you know, mediocre and accepting what's happened, but being better again?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Yeah. So we need to really consolidate the good work that we've done, and, you know, two results will, you know, be able to do that, but two losses won't be. And as I said, if we've got aspirations of going through, you know, getting further in the competition each year, reaching finals, etc., the back end of the season, you need to be playing tough regardless of injuries and suspensions and be able to work your way through it. And, you know, we need to make sure if we've got ambition to do that, that, you know, we start this season doing that.
Well, you know better than most. It's easy to play well at the start of a season, but to finish off just as strongly is just a bigger feather in your cap. But it's this weekend, this Saturday at Amy Park. The Rebels are back home to take on the Bulls. Kid-friendly time, 3:30 p.m. too, the only day kickoff this year. Get involved, go and see Tony and his coaching crew take on, well, not just them, and the boys as well, take on the Bulls this weekend. Good on you, coach. Nice to chat, mate. Stay well.
Thanks, sir. Pleasure.
Tony McGann, the coach of the mighty Melbourne Rebels.